turn with me in the scriptures to Isaiah chapter 9. The Snyder's already referred to this in the Advent candle lighting. Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9. It's on page number 1072 in your pew Bibles if you want to turn to it there. A familiar prophecy of the coming Messiah, Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice in the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, and the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. My question to you this morning is, do you have hope? Do you got hope this morning? Is there any hope for this world? Is there any hope for us in this time? Without hope, we're lost. We can survive almost anything if there is hope. But pity the poor person who is hopeless, helpless. In Christ, any and all can have hope and face a bright future here and for all eternity. That's the good news. That's the good news of Advent as we come to a season where we remember Christ's coming, as we long for his coming again. This is a season where we light the Advent candles. It's a wonderful Advent tradition in homes and families, church families. Our first of these four candles represents hope, according to the prophecy of Christ coming all through the Old Testament. From Genesis 3:15, all along God has a plan and a hope for his people. The second candle, which we'll light next week, is the candle of peace. For Christ comes as Prince of Peace to bring peace on earth, goodwill towards all. And the third candle is a candle of joy. The shepherds outside of Bethlehem rejoiced at the revelation and the angels singing of God's great love, hearing good news of great joy, joy to the world. The fourth candle will be focusing on a candle of love. And each one of these is teaching us and teaching our children as they grow all about God's love, the incarnation, the revelation of God's amazing love, of the Father's love begotten. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Of course, the center candle is the Christ candle, the apex and climax of the Advent season. This candle is lit Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Jesus, the light of the world. All lights in this world reflect the light of his truth, justice, righteousness, and hope. All of the Christmas, did you notice yesterday or this weekend as Christmas lights were adorning houses all throughout the neighborhood? If you were out in the evening last night, it's wonderful to see all the Christmas lights shining as just the beginning of people decorating. Last night we put up our Christmas tree and put the Christmas lights on. And of course, as I say every year, I had to make an evening run to Walmart to get more lights for the tree. Somehow every year in the box, in the basement, the Christmas lights die. And I have to go to Walmart to get more strings. Anyhow, all these lights around us remind us of the light, Christ, and the great messianic hope, our best hope, then, 2,000 years ago, and now. Today we want to focus on this theme, the light of Christ's hope. Our hope is centered on Christ, our wonderful counselor. As we think about this prophecy of Isaiah, we see that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, and that is our hope. Our hope is in him. In Isaiah's time, the nation of Israel, the nation of Judah, was in deep turmoil. The northern kingdom of Israel, Samaria, was crushed by the nation of Assyria, Nineveh. And now Assyria was threatening Judah in the south. In fact, Babylon, the Babylonian Empire, was rising in the east. And the people in Israel, in Palestine, were in turmoil. Just as we are today, we are in a world of trouble. We are in a world of turmoil, great turmoil. Nations on the brink of war, if not already in war. Russia, threatening borders in Europe, and China, threatening Taiwan, Formosa, the Middle East. It is a scary time all over the world. And in our own nation today, all through America, there is warfare within, with violence on the streets and political polarization and unrest. Still, the pandemic crisis continues, seemingly forever. But there is hope. There is great hope in Christ, the wonderful counselor. His name is Wonderful. Wonderful Counselor. This one, the hope of the world, inspires awe, wonder, marvel, amazement, wonder, the marvelous wisdom, extraordinary distinction in this baby. His name is Wonderful. His name is Wonderful. His name is Wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. It's tempting to sing that, but I'll save you that this week. No, we ought to sing that. His name is Wonderful. His name is Wonderful. His name is Wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. All right, that's enough. His name is Wonderful. And he is no ordinary sage. He is a wonderful counselor, wisdom beyond any other earthly counselor. Jesus, even as a boy of 12 in the temple in Jerusalem, amazing wisdom as he amazed the rabbis and teachers in Jerusalem. As an adult, confounding the scribes and Pharisees with answers to their tricky questions as they tried to trap him. Wisdom beyond all imagining. Even at his birth, the wise men from the east traveled from afar to find this one who is prophesied to be a wonderful counselor. Are you feeling confused, puzzled, perplexed this morning? Turn to him for guidance and for wisdom. Look to Jesus, for wise men still seek him for guidance, direction, wisdom, enlightenment, illumination, all that he gives to those who ask. He is wonderful counselor, and our hope is in him. Secondly, our hope is centered in a mighty God. He is wonderful counselor, a mighty God. The strength of his might is available to all who are feeling weak, feeling weary, feeling worn out, overwhelmed today. As then, the promised Messiah gives strength to the weary and power to the weak. Our Savior, creator of all, actually, he is the incarnate Word, as John says in his Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Jesus, the incarnate Word from all eternity, the agent of creation. He is a wonder-working Messiah, miracle worker. He fed 5,000 plus, walked on water, changed water into wine, raised people from the dead, and he is still doing miracles today. Do you believe that Jesus can still do wondrous things by his awesome power today? Hallelujah. We look for him to work in our lives with the strength of his might, because he is the divine Savior. He is the mighty God. Marvel and mystery, the Word made flesh, the incarnation. Christ, fully God and fully man. It's amazing. It's a wondrous thing. The as infinite, eternal, all-powerful, all-present, omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient, all-knowing. Christ, our Savior, provided an infinite and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, including you and me. If he weren't fully God, and fully man, for that matter, he could not have been the sacrifice for sin, for all the world. He is our hope. He is our only hope. Praise God for such a hope. Plus, he is our hope centered in an everlasting Father. He is wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. He has an eternal kingdom. Rulers and kings and kingdoms rise and fall, but Christ's kingdom is forever. His reign is everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, forever and ever, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Sounds like another song. Oh, it's called Messiah. How interesting. Handel's Messiah. Powerful words. He shall reign forever and ever. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The rule of our Messiah, his justice, his righteousness, his peace shall never run out, never wear out, never fade away, never be exhausted. For his is an eternal kingdom, and we are children of this everlasting Father. Like a father, we are children of God, co-heirs with Christ. Like a father, he is the source. Jesus is the source of life. In him we have life. Like a father, he tenderly cares and leads us. Like a father, He provides for all of our needs and many of our wants. He is one with the eternal heavenly Father, the Trinity, the triune God. Life flows from and through the Son. Therefore, you can trust him completely and have a close relationship with Jesus, even today. Our hope is entirely dependent, relying on him forever. But one more point. Our hope is centered on the Prince of Peace, for he is this Son to be given. Is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is a royal Savior, true royalty, not some power-grabbing false king like Herod or the prince of this world, the usurper, Satan. No, Jesus is the true King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the soon-coming King, the Prince of Peace. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, coming again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Of his reign, his full authority, a reigning monarch over all and through all and in all. His is a kingdom of peace, everlasting peace. As Prince of Peace, he comes to make peace that we might be reconciled with God, peace with God, peace with others, even peace within our souls. In a world filled with conflict and strife, he brings peace. In times of trial and trouble, he brings peace. In times when we need peace. Of his government and peace, there will be no end. Do you know this peace personally? This peace passing all understanding? Do you find this peace in the midst of worry and fear? Do you have peace like a river flowing and abiding deep in your soul? This peace, real peace, is really possible today. You have hope, but only in Jesus. He is your only hope. A real, unshakable, bright hope for today and for tomorrow and for all eternity. Jesus came from heaven to earth to bring hope to the world. Do you have this hope in you as you approach this Christmas? Do you have Christ within you? Have you made room in your heart? Have you received Christ into your heart? Have you opened yourself to him, to receive him? There's no time like Christmas to set things right with God. This Advent, let the light of the world, let the light of hope dawn in your hearts. This wonderful season, see the light and shine the light. There is hope, real hope, great hope for you and for me. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this message of hope in a gloomy, shadowy world. We thank you, Lord, that your light shines in the darkness. We thank you that it is a light of hope. And we pray that when we're feeling hopeless, we might look to you and see your light, be filled with great joy. We thank you for this reminder this morning from your word. May your word capture our hearts and renew our minds. In Jesus' name, amen.